For the past couple of months, the Indy 11 have started up their season and had a proposed stadium for their team. The manager of Indy 11, John Wiltz, had a goal for the stadium, and it was a potential step toward a bigger league.
Well, I think the goal is to play first division standard soccer in Indianapolis, regardless of what league it is. If it's a North American Soccer League, I think that would be our preference. It's a league we're in now. It's a wonderful league, and it's growing and getting better. But the teams need to play in first division standard stadiums. They need to have first division caliber players, and we're not there yet, either Indianapolis or any other team in the league. So that needs to be a process. The stadium is obviously an important part of that process.
This new project was also to be a multi-purpose stadium that would serve the public and open up the opportunities for different events.
Well, I think bringing another, a venue of that size, open-air venue, would allow new events to come to the city that are currently bypassing central Indiana and going to Columbus, Ohio, or St. Louis, or Kansas City, or Chicago, or other markets. Certainly, soccer games are being bypassed, international games, and national team games. If a stadium like that is built, those type of events will come to Indianapolis, as well as perhaps a professional women's soccer team.
During this proposal of the stadium, there was House Bill passed. The House Bill 1273 allows Indiana University to issue and sell bonds in order to fund the improvements of Carroll Stadium so that it fits to host the Indy 11 professional soccer team. There is $20 million that would be issued in bonds to fund this project. There was immediate debate about renovating Carroll Stadium or building a new stadium. Wiltz clarifies this misconception.
I think the media neglected to perhaps read the bill that the Senate created, the amendments that they made to the House bill. The amendment from the Senate did include the word renovate, but it also included provisions where a new stadium could be built by IU on or near the site. So the idea of building new really wasn't a new idea. That's essentially been the idea all along, is not to renovate Carroll Stadium, but to build new.
The model of this new stadium was an outstanding structure. It would pull a huge demographic of soccer players and also the United States. Last year, the Indy 11 sold out every game, and the environment at the games were great. Several Carmel High School students specifically have shown support for the Indy 11 and are excited for the new stadium.
That building is ridiculous. That is a professional stadium right there. That's one of the coolest stadiums I've ever seen, the design for it, and I can't wait to see that. It's going to be really cool. I guess it affects people in a way that, like, it's something that we can all relate to, so I guess it does affect how we play and how we come together because we finally have, like, a local team to support.
I think it's going to be really cool to go to the games and be at the new building.
They bring in coaches from Indy 11 because, Tommy Summer, his dad's a coach, so they can take that and use it with the connections. I think it's kind of cool, especially with this new stadium coming in, that the state game will be there. Wherever it would be, I think people will strive to be there. So,
in addition, this stadium would also affect Carmel High School as well as Carmel community. Varsity soccer player from Carmel High School, Darian Dunn, states that Indy 11 affects the girls' high school soccer team.
Just watching them, and they're so talented, that kind of helps you get, like, a better feel of, like, what you need to work on and everything and what you want to, like, kind of work towards. Yeah, they're definitely a team that, like, that's talked about on our, like, by our team.
This last April, the stadium was going through the legal process but got turned down for the budget concerns. Since the idea was shot down, Dunn says they didn't miss the opportunity with this new stadium.
Not necessarily. I feel like it's more about their game rather than the stadium, and it's how they play and how they, come out on the field. And it shouldn't really matter what field,
Even though this stadium was not approved by Senate, there is still a potential idea for the upcoming years with this new field. The stadium could have been a step toward a bigger league with hosting national games and bringing more people towards Indianapolis. But for right now, Carroll Stadium will be the home field for the Indy 11 team. For WHJE, this has been Micah Hardesty.